Welcome to Designing Your Life. Today, I am Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and this is Free For All Friday, our first episode of Free For All Friday on Designing Your Life Today. Now, as I said, Free For All Friday, it's going to be about kind of different things, but mostly things that center around your wealth energy. And we call it Free For All Friday because I wanted to reserve the right to throw some new things in there if I wanted to, new topics or relevant topics that I believe that we should all pay attention to. So with that being said, though, today's Free For All Friday, we're going to start with your wealth energy. And so our topic for today is what you can learn from your finances. It's about making the adjustments that will improve your life. You'll be surprised how your wealth energy affects everything. I think people need to realize that when they hear the word wealth, it's not just about money. It's not just about dollars and cents. So hopefully today I'll give you some things to think about. And also I'm going to give you a few questions at the end that I believe will help you to make an energy shift if you need to, or become aware that you may need to make an energy shift as it relates to your wealth. The best thing I like about Free For All Friday, even though throughout other segments on Designing Your Life Today, throughout the week, I share different stories about from my life, things that I've been through, things that I've learned, challenges that I've overcome, obstacles, and the list goes on and on. But on Free For All Friday, I try to keep it very real for you guys and super authentic by kind of letting you know that when I share this information, these are things that I've been through and I've gotten to the other side of it. And I'm excited and happy to say that I am on the other side of it. But I think that we can all learn from one another. So with that being said, let's talk a little bit about, let's find out what we can learn from our finances. This is something that I did not know when years ago, when the economy tanked and I had several challenges. It's like when you're in it, you're not thinking straight or thinking clearly until you get enough strength and you make a decision that you're going to bounce back, be resilient, and just come out of that. You know, I like to call myself the queen of bounce backology because there were a lot of things that I was not taught growing up. I had a wonderful family, don't get me wrong, but people can only teach what they know. And I was raised by my grandparents, and so I had a different childhood, so to speak. And they were great. Everyone in my family, they were great. However, it's not about how great your family is. It is about whether people sit and talk to one another and share information and actually teach children things that they need to know. And other than that, if you don't teach them some things that they need to know, they're going to, first of all, watch your actions. And then secondly, where they don't feel comfortable asking questions about certain subjects in life, money, sex, these kinds of things, they're going to fill in the blanks themselves. Okay, so I think it's important to just kind of throw that part in that we talk to our children and be honest with them. It's not so much about hurting their feelings. It's about that obligation that we have to give them a clearer picture so they can avoid some of the things that I think that we went through. You know, I've heard a few people say to me, you know, it's good for them. They need to have some tough times. And you know what? I can't say yes or no to that because sometimes, you know, adversity, it does make us stronger. But on the other hand, if you know what not to do, then you will still go through some kind of adversity in your life. But the number of things, the number of adversities that occur, well, they're not so much. They're not as many because you know how to avoid things. So it's all about imparting some wisdom into one another. So with that being said, let's talk about what we can learn from our finances. I have a question for you. As a matter of fact, I think I have two questions for you. First of all, do you know how much money you spend each week and on what are you spending it? Now, that's kind of two questions in one. So I guess this would be my third question. And the other one would be, do you know exactly how much money is in your account right now? Now, I used to make jokes about my account, bank account, during the economic downturn when I didn't have a lot of money, you know, and I would say, yeah, there's nothing in my account but air. And so the thing is that I learned to stop saying that because I needed more than air in my account. And so I learned to speak what I wanted to have in my account. But at the same time, in the physical reality of things, I had no idea how much money I had in my account. And you'll know whether you truly know how much money you have in your account when you can look at your when you think you have a certain amount of money, you're spending money. And then you get the non-sufficient funds charge or whatever it's called now. And when you get that, and then you know, oops, I thought I had more. So that tells you that perhaps you need to pay a little bit more attention to your finances. So do you know exactly how much money is in your account? You know, understanding what you do with your money, that can give you insight into other areas of your life. So we can learn a lot from our finances, because the truth of the matter is no part of your life is shut off from the other part of your life. And this is something that I believe wholeheartedly because I've lived this. And if you're struggling with finances, you're usually struggling in other parts of your life. Once again, when the economy tanked and I found myself running out of money, that stress, it spilled over into every aspect of my life. It spilled over into my physical life. It affected my relationships. It not just, you know, my marriage, it affected everything. Okay, my friendships. So, and everything else. It just seems like everything was just turning upside down. So I thought that I knew all about the money energy and how energy flows and being a positive thinker. And I did know these things. But here's the thing. When you are like in it, you forget about some of those philosophies. And so I allowed stress to point my energy toward the wrong things, overeating, settling for an unhappy, unsatisfactory relationship. And that's not a reflection on any person. It doesn't mean that the person was bad or wrong or anything like that. What it means is that that relationship was not for me. And it's a relationship that I should have never become involved in. And, you know, I started ignoring my debt. And, you know, the list could go on and on and on. But eventually, I had to wake up from this nightmare because, listen, you are strong and you are magnificent and you are here to do life with power. And I had to realize that, wait a minute, I'm stronger than this. And I had to point my energy, make a conscious decision to point my energy in a more productive direction. So, you know, whether we want to admit it or not, because I still find that in this day and time, people don't like to talk about money or they like, unless they're complaining about it. Oh, the preachers make too much money. And here's the funny part. The preachers, they make too much money. I see this, you know, in comments all over the internet. But one thing I don't see is all those basketball players make way too much money. Why are they paying them all of that? All those entertainers, far too much money. Do they really need all of that? Do they need those many cars? So I don't see that as much as I see people complaining about, let's say, the clergy or the spiritual or let's say the religious leaders. I'm not going to say spiritual. And that is not to say that they aren't spiritual. It's just I refer to them as religious leaders. So the point that I'm making is that when people do talk about money, they talk about it from a negative standpoint. And yeah, I've said this for years. I always say, how is it you can want to have more money, make more money, become wealthier, and you bash the very thing that you want? You know, the thing that you constantly bash, that thing, you're going to repel that. Okay. You're going to repel the thing that you want, and you're actually going to amplify what you don't want. So if you're constantly complaining, about not having enough money, that gets amplified. And the money that you want, you're going to repel that in a big way. So that's something to think about, because whether we want to admit it or not, every aspect of our lives has a reflection in every other aspect of our lives. So this means how you do money is how you do life. Think about it. If you are having challenges, constant challenges with money, or your relationship, you have a poor relationship with money, you can actually look at your personal relationships with other people, and you're going to see that, oh, wow, I've got challenges with them too. I find that people who complain about money also complain and find fault with other people. So, you know, our relationship with money it's kind of a metaphor for our relationship with all forms of energy and with all forms of time, with our physical vitality, with enjoyment, creativity, you know, and the support that we need from friends, we want from friends, and we're not getting that support, but we're not getting it because we're putting out the wrong kind of energy. So the object of the game is to have some money breakthroughs and to recognize the power of money energy. And this isn't about putting money above love and above everything else. This is about understanding that money is a form of energy, just like everything else, and that it deserves its proper place and it deserves the proper respect. You know, your money breakthroughs, they're going to be echoed in just every aspect of your life, personal life, your health, and all of these things will start to improve when you start to change your attitude about money. When you shift your energy about money, they're going to improve. Your creative energy, all of a sudden, it is going to open up and you're going to feel so excited even before the money starts to manifest. So you'll know when you're making that shift, your relationship with time. I find that people who are poor money managers, they're also poor time managers. And I'm kind of preaching to the choir, you guys, because these are things that I had to learn. And as I said, this is what I love about Free For All Friday, because I get to kind of talk a little bit, and thank you guys for indulging me, talk a little bit about my life and some of the things that I went through, in the hopes that you guys can avoid that. Because I can tell you, it's very painful emotionally, mentally, very stressful physically. And it becomes painful physically in that you are not physically fit. And so your body starts to ache all over because you're just eating all the wrong foods, and the list goes on and on. So these are some of the things that you can learn from your finances. Step back and look at your life, and then you'll see that where you need to shift your energy. And when you learn to use your money energy, you can use any form of energy with ease. And it's, in other words, you can control your emotions, your attitude, how you address people, your confidence. It becomes just much stronger. Not because you have money, but because you've learned to control your a form of energy. And money is a form of energy. And so once you've learned to control that form of energy, now you can learn to control other forms of energy in your life. I think that sometimes people put their attention strictly on money, thinking that life is going to get better. But the object of the game is for you to understand what you're truly putting your attention on. And what you're putting your attention on is the high energy, not just positive energy, but the high frequency. Okay, the frequencies that will take you to another level, that will allow your consciousness to go to another level, that will allow you to be more excited about your life. And coming Sunday, you know, we're going to do our first episode, Your Spiritual Life, and you'll hear some of the what I like to call success connectors. So I'll be talking about some of the success connectors, a few of them, and there are several others, and you'll get to learn all of them in some of my courses that I have coming up, to include the 4S course, which is the Super Summer Success Sessions. And if you have not registered for those, you want to go ahead and get registered by just signing up for our Power Up Today newsletter, because you'll get all of the details when we send out the information, and you'll be allowed to participate in the course. And remember, when things get full, I like to cut it off, and then we start another class, you know, months later. And I cut it off because I want to make sure that we can handle all the questions, or we can handle anything that goes wrong. Okay. And it doesn't just bombard us all at once. So you guys really want to get signed up for that, so you can find out about these success connectors. And as I said, though, coming Sunday, when I talk about your spiritual life, I'm going to introduce the first success connector. There, this word success, I've got to start practicing that word, don't I? Okay. Now, the thing is that even though we're going into the weekend, and while a little playtime may be warranted, you know, this is fun time, and I get it. And you say, oh man, I just want to breathe for a moment. By all means, take the time to have some fun. Take a breather. Take the day off, you know, Saturday, you know, just, you know, do your thing and have fun. But if you believe you need to shift your energy, then here are some questions that you can answer perhaps Sunday or whenever you get to it, over the weekend, or you can answer them, well, tonight. So here are a few questions that, these are questions that I ask myself, and you want to take the time to answer these questions, because when I took the time to answer these questions actually helped me, and they helped me, first of all, be more honest with myself. And secondly, they helped me to align my energy and shift my energy in the right direction so that it would line up with the things that I desired for my life. So, as a result of that, I put together a plan that would help me to stay on track and stay on course, so that my energy could, in fact, shift and I could develop some semblance of consistency and evolve into what I call a more powerful, independent type person, instead of being afraid of what's coming next. You know, what's going to happen in our world? What's going to happen in our economy? You know, I decided to take control, and making that energy shift allowed me to do that. Now, here's the good part for you guys. You know, please answer these questions when you get a moment. But I've decided to share some of the steps that I used in my plan to help me align my energy. I decided to share some of those steps in my 4S course, the Super Summer Success Sessions. So, the first session is actually going to start next Wednesday, June 12th. And once again, if you've signed up, awesome. You will receive the information in the Power Up Today newsletter. If you have not signed up, then you can sign up by going to designeryourlifetoday.com/Power Up Today, or you can text the word Power Up to 42828. And you're going to receive instructions for participating in the course also. So you still have time, but don't wait, because once it's full, it's full. Now, here are the questions. First question, do you ever have enough money? Second question, do you have enough time? Do you have enough physical energy, or are you always complaining about being tired? Do you waste your time? Do you waste your money? When it comes to your time, are you always complaining that you don't have enough time to do the things that matter to you? Do you have an accurate picture of your physical health? Now, that's the last question. And that's, you know, there were other questions, but that's all I'm going to share with you for now. But I want to say something to you about that last question. Do you have an accurate picture of your physical health? Now, that question is not designed for you to sit back and kind of bask in all your woes. Oh, my leg hurts. Oh, my knee. Oh, my arm. Oh, I'm in pain. Oh, everything hurts. Oh, I've got to go to the doctor every other day. And I'm not making fun of you, but I'm saying that's not the purpose of the question. The purpose of the question is for you to recognize if you're aware of what's going on with you physically, you know, any physical woes that you do have, so that you can start to do what it takes to make the energy shift. One of the things that, regardless of what kind of medicines you take, and this is me talking, I'm not a doctor, but I'm a firm believer in this. And once again, the things that I'm sharing with you today, you guys, these are things that I've been through. It has to do with, I think, you know, it doesn't matter how much medicine, but it has to do with your mindset. It has to do with what you're focused on. It has to do with, you know, are you taking control of that body? Do you believe that you deserve to have this healthy body? And I can tell you, if your finances are out of order, then there are other areas that we want to take a look at. So now you get a kind of a snapshot as to what you can learn from your finances. And this also gives you some insight as to adjustments you can make that will improve your life. So take some time, answer those questions. Remember to get signed up for our 4S course by registering for the Power Up Today newsletter. We're going to send out the instructions. Our first course starts June 12th. And you guys, it's going to be awesome. That I promise you. So, and we're going to have it such that you can give us some feedback. So you can tell us if it's awesome. And if you can tell us what you need. So with that being said, that's all I have for you on this Free for All Friday. I want you guys to have an amazing weekend. And remember to tune into your spiritual life on Sunday. And we're going to leave it up. So if you miss it on Sunday, you can catch it on Monday. Okay. Along with Magnificent Monday. So you guys, do life with power. Have a wonderful day and be excited about your life.